Chapter 31. After ridding herself of Grack, Valeria pressed on a while before settling down to rest. The Sable Queen lay behind a small hummock. The defeat of her forces at Redwall rankled her, though not for long. Ever an opportunist and a creature of whim, she chose to stay alone for some time. If and when she needed another following, it was a simple matter. Vermund had always been in awe of Valeria. She was quick, ruthless and intelligent, all the qualities which made her a Sable Queen. Maybe the next band of roving barbarians she might meet up with would prove suitable to serve her. Redwall to her was naught but a bad dream, which she pushed to the back of her mind. She was far away from the Abbey now. She would not worry about the severe lesson she had learned at the paws of simple woodlanders. However, a lesson learned was a gaining of knowledge. She drifted off into a light sleep. Daylight was fully up when she woke. She stretched, standing up as she gazed around. Larks chirruped in the high azure sky. Grasshoppers rustled, bees hummed, and myriad-hued butterflies flew silently upon the high summer morn. All this natural beauty was wasted upon Valeria. She was hungry and thirsty. Then she saw the distant figure coming over the flatlands toward her. The Sable Queen cursed herself for a fool. Always having ravages on guard, ready to report any movements, it was strange having to shift for herself. Her eyesight was keen. She stood still until she identified the unmistakable bulk. The big badger was tracking her, moving at a steady lope. Hambravina plodded doggedly on. She had slowed her pace to accommodate Axtel and his injured footpaw. In the half-light of dawn, the warrior mole had rallied somewhat, even running slightly ahead of her. Then he stumbled, tripping over the huddled body of Grack. Axtel sat rocking back and forth, his velvety face creased in pain as he hugged the damaged footpaw. Hambravina knelt by his side.
"Are you hurt, my friend? How can I help?"
The sturdy mole would not look at her. He waved a mighty digging claw, grunting,
"You can carry on, Mum. I'm only holding ye back. Catch ye up wi' ye villain. If you want to help, boy, do that. Leave yon evil vermin in such a way that he can't hurt any more poor little uns."
The huge badger maid clasped her friend's digging claw briefly.
"You rest here. I'll pick you up on my way back. Don't worry about the Sable Queen. Death marked her well on the day she murdered a young otter called Flandor. I took an oath she'd pay for his death."